I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
So, Ski, you had some dental work today, yes?
Yeah, it fucking sucked. Tell you that much.
All right, what'd you have done?
Well, last week, I think it was, it might have been the day before the podcast.
I'm a little surprised you're like as coherent as you are right
now. Well, like I said, I have painkillers in me right now, which are good.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I took an elbow or something back in the day and cracked a tooth. And you know what they did back then? They kind of just like Bondo repaired that shit back in the day. Well, last week, you know, wake up, try to have a nice healthy breakfast of Raisin Bran Crunch, take a bite, crack, split my tooth in half from where I cracked it like 20 plus years ago.
It's always fucking cereal. Always. By the way, I had a filling in my back molar on the top, and just it's out now. And I called my dentist. I was like, "Hey, so I had a filling pop out. Like, can I make an appointment to get it refilled?" And they're like, "Yeah, we'll schedule you for like May. If it starts to hurt, then call us and you can come in sooner." It's like, "Well, wait. It hurts. How about I come in now?" What do you mean? That doesn't make any sense. Like, to be fair, like, it doesn't hurt at all. And so it's not anything that's vital, but fucking cereal, dude. Like, it always does it. I don't know what the deal is with cereal and teeth. We probably just shouldn't eat it.
Or let it
soak in the milk for like 15 minutes first.
I'm not waiting that long. No. But I was in the same position as you where it didn't hurt that bad. Yeah. They got me in that day, though. And they're like, "You know what? We noticed that it cracked like all the way to your root." And either you could have like full root canal and full like, and that'll be, you know, like 50-50 on, you know, if that stays good. Or we'll just yank it out. So, yeah. So I had him with a guy with a pair of pliers pull my tooth out today.
A pair of pliers? No, he didn't.
More or less. That's what they pretty much use. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never had, didn't know. They literally just clamped onto it and just like kept wrenching it back and forth till it popped. So yeah.
This is not something I like to admit, but my wisdom teeth, I just let them go. Like, I was so afraid of going into the dentist. Like, I just had a really bad experience going to the dentist. So I let my wisdom teeth just, like, essentially rot. And they broke.
Sea warrior.
They were gross. They were gross, dude. I don't like to admit this necessarily. But I let them go bad, and they cracked and broke. And I, like, there was a lot of pain associated with it. So that's why I eventually, once I got decent insurance and stuff, went into the dentist, got them all pulled, did all that stuff. But like, I remember that sensation of them, like, because they essentially have to break the tooth to be able to get the pieces out, because they can't just pull a whole tooth. Otherwise, they might like do damage. And so I remember feeling that, like not feeling it, but feeling it at the same time, that sensation of them breaking the tooth and then pulling the little pieces out. It is one of the weirdest, like, I don't imagine a lot of people have experienced that. It's one of the weirdest sensations you'll ever feel as a human being. Like, so did they just, pull the whole tooth, or was it already broken?
It was already busted. Yeah. And I went in the week before to like, "Should I do anything to like, you know, be wary of my tooth?" And they'd be like, "No, I mean, the best thing would happen if it just like died on its own in the next week." And I'm just like, "Oh, cool. Thanks."
What does that mean? Like, great, it just falls plan out on its own?
I think the nerve and everything just ends up dying on its own in the end. Yeah. So they just, yeah. So that was a fun day today.
That's a happy Thursday.
Almost, yeah. Yeah. It's almost as painful as watching the fucking ducks.
Oh, come on. Yeah. I remember maybe I've mentioned it on here before, but I was like 25 or 26, and the place I worked at, one day all these suits showed up.
Oh,
and they came from Seattle, and they shut us the fuck down. And they basically said, there were like four or five of us there, and they're like, "Listen, you're fired and you're fired." So, we're, you know, like four of us left. And they're like, you guys can stay and help us clean this entire fucking warehouse. Basically, it wasn't a warehouse, but whatever. Or, like, you can leave. And so a couple of people left. And I'm just like, And so we stay, me and this one other guy. And they're like, well, since you stayed, let's go to lunch. We're like, well, shit. Eat lunch whenever we come back. And they go, since you stayed, we are upping you up to the executive insurance for 6 months. And you're getting, like, not executive pay, but, you know, pay that's...
Benefits, at least.
No, benefits. Yeah, maybe.
Before you have to go on unemployment. So long story short, I had to get my wisdom teeth pulled. And I go, and they're like, well, you can stay awake. Oh, well, your insurance will cover us putting you out. It's like,
whoa,
knock me the fuck out. So they put that shit right into my vein. They asked me to count down 10, 9, 8. I think I got to about 7.
That's how you got? Yeah, because when you said that, Brock, I was like, you were awake getting your wisdom teeth out? Because I was like, King, I got knocked the fuck out.
I got knocked the fuck out.
And obviously, my goal was to get to 1 or 0, obviously. I want to beat the system, beat the anesthesiologist's ass. I think I probably made it to about 7 also.
Yeah.
Nope. No, yeah. I want to lose that battle. That's one of the few I'm not fighting. No, I think the most I've made it to is like 3.
That's impressive. That's
no, so, no, it, but going up. So it's like 1, count to 10, 1, okay,
so
two,
about,
3.
About 7 on the opposite. Seven,
Yeah.
I got my ass beat by the anesthesia. Like, it kicked my ass.
It's supposed
no shame.
To.
I know, but sometimes you want to see if you can will yourself to beat the anesthesia. Yeah. And you don't get too often.
So you got the tooth pulled? Is that what happened?
I got today? Before my wisdom teeth pulled. They just
no. I'm saying ski today.
Oh, ski. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Then they put like a little fake bridge thing in there. Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't have like the hole that you have to like spray with the little water pick thing or anything. Not, like, okay.
There's not an open wound currently. Well,
we're not worrying about dry rot with your open wound in your gums. All right.
I wish there was. I would just be popping that Zen packet just right in that wound and just.
Ooh. Are you having to go like a full like 36 hours with no nicotine?
Oh, well.
No, Liam Neeson. No.
if the dentist or people are watching, of course not. I would never do something like that.
I mean, that's what they advise. I signed some paperwork saying that I acknowledge that I'm not supposed to, but
and just do it on the other side.
I remember the worst part is when I got my wisdom teeth pulled is I was a dipper at that point. And I wasn't gonna fuck with dry rot. I didn't.
Yeah,
so I did like 4 straight days with no dip, no nicotine.
You can't suck heaters because you like pop the seals.
Exactly.
On
and this is a different time. There were no Zins at that point. Mm-hmm. Maybe there was a Camel Snooze, which was about the same, but not as cool. So yeah, I went like 4 straight days with no nicotine. And at that point, that was death. Death. Death.
That's it. Luckily, you're on enough pain meds. Maybe you'll forget about the nicotine.
It was really only the last like day and a half where it hurt, but man, that first dip I threw back in. And what was funny is I'm, you know, we were in our, like, I was in like 26 or 27, whatever, 25, 26. And by like day 2, my now wife, we weren't married at the time. She's like, hey, I know you took this time off to take care of you, but you seem fine. Cotton in my mouth. She went, I lost. And I just, it was so lame. I just had to sit there on like a Friday night or whatever it was, Saturday night, and just be like, well, you want to know what I'm going to do? Eat another pain pill.
Have some more pain medication, eat some yogurt, and watch TV. That's all I could fucking do.
Yeah.
I have, so I've told you guys this before, but like I'm like religious about going for jogs and shit every day. Like I do it literally every day. If I don't do it, it like affects my mental state. It, like I feel like shit. I can't not do it. It's almost like an addiction for me at this point. So I have like, I had a doctor's appointment the other day. I had to schedule a surgery. It's not a surgery I want to talk about on the podcast, but the guy was like, you basically can't exercise for 3 weeks. Like you can't do anything that will like raise your blood pressure for 3 weeks. And I'm like, I can't fucking do that. Like I like just sitting around all day, I literally cannot fucking do that. I will go insane. I need to schedule this. I don't know what to do. Like I'm literally thinking about it because it's something that I can just schedule at any point, like in the next year or so. And it's like I need to figure out how I'm gonna do that because I'll literally go nuts, dude. I don't know.
Did you go for jogs every day during lockdown? Since I guess did. Appropriately you did. Oh, you were a lawbreaker. Oh, did you wear a mask?
No. No, I did not. No.
Oh my God! Look at this guy. Look at this right wing asshole.
Joe Rogan 2.0 over here.
By the way,
I mean, who is this?
As a quick diversion, so because this week is like the 4 year anniversary of this, that, and this and that. Today is one of those things where people on social media were like, 4 years ago on Twitter, Donald Trump said in all caps, social distance, stay at home. And so I clicked on the, the 4-year-old tweet. It is amazing. And it's politics. So why am I surprised?
Right.
It's fucking amazing to see all these right wing media people who are still active today, like Ian Miles Chong, Tim Young, Baked Alaska. If you don't know who these people are, good for you. But all these people that are still just ridiculous be like, yes, sir, I'll stay home. Great call. Will do. And then, 3 months later, they're like, oh, the evil Democrats are making us stay home. It's just it was a funny little trip down memory lane where the worst of the worst now we're celebrating it. But yeah, Alex, you were a lawbreaker and you should have gone to jail.
No, totally. Yeah. Sweating on people on purpose. Like if I saw somebody walking down the street, I would purposefully like cross to their side of the sidewalk and like make sure I sort
of. Oh, so you were the guy. That was one of my favorite things about the first like 3 or 4 months of COVID was people who were like walking or walking their dog or whatever and just had these horrific war stories. And I was walking and this unmasked asshole came towards us.
He was on the same sidewalk as me.
Across the street.
He made eye contact with
me. Oh, man. Wow. He had to cross the street. Because, like you, during that time, there was a couple times where I went to, the coast. Mm-hmm. And then I went to other places that were populated where you would habitate hikes and all this stuff. I'd wear a mask for that. When I walk my dogs around the neighborhood, I'm not even anti-mask. At work, I had to wear a mask until April of 2023.
No,
so
it doesn't make sense to like be really far away from people and wear a mask. Like
it was dumb. Never like that. I was like, yeah. Even like in real time, it's like I'm not wearing a mask to walk around my block with my dog. If I see someone,
I'll put it on.
I can walk across the street.
No, I'll put if I want to talk to them, I'll put it on. That's fine.
Sure, absolutely. No, but yeah. It's funny looking back at some of those things and everyone had, or not everyone, but a lot of people had these like just war stories and then went to Vietnam or Korea. And it's like, dude, you just took your dog around the block. You're fucking fine. And if you're in like New York or, San Francisco or some of these towns where it's a walkable city and everything's close. Okay. But I'm seeing people in like Beaverton and Tigard. There was no one around you. Please stop.
No, I mean, it was basically storming the beaches in Normandy. I mean,
yeah, that's how people.
The horror that.
Oh, and they looked at me. Oh, my God. You couldn't get it through your eyes. laser, like doing COVID lasers?
Well, I'm sure there are some right wingers that have pushed some theories.
I mean, I got double boosted, so I have COVID lasers now. I didn't then. Now I do.
Well, now you're just vac shedding all over.
100%.
You're vac shedding through this stream to Braga.
Yeah.
And yes. Now he's going to become trans now. Is that what they say happens when you? I don't know what they associated with, but yeah, something they say bad happens.
So yeah, something. I don't know.
Excuse me. That's the
vibe. Whatever the worst is, it's you.
Yes. Whatever it is.
Hey, Libs of TikTok, get a load of this guy. He jogged without a mask in March of 2020.
Whoa. WCP, my favorite COVID thing was being outside hacking up a lung from smoking a bowl and wondering if my neighbor thought I had the Rona.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Spring into like the start of summer. Always fun when allergies hit me really fucking hard and I sneeze 100 times a day. Yeah.
And then people must love and that. Then sneezing that amount of times can make you sick. That's what it does to me. Makes me sick. Every time you had anything, you thought you had Corona. Yeah.
I did love that game for about a year.
Yeah.
Allergies nice. Or crippling COVID?
Or dying. Right? Allergies are dying. Yeah.
Hey. Grass pollen or iron lung?
Hey. Quick question before we actually start the podcast. Have you guys ever told the truth in those surveys that you get from doctors?
So, no.
Okay.
I've had to fill that out today. Yeah.
They ask you how much alcohol you drink. Do you smoke recreationally? Like all these things.
So in October, I had to go to a foot doctor because 10 plus years ago, I broke my foot.
You got that gout.
Didn't realize it. Didn't go to the doctor for 3 months because I didn't have great insurance.
You say you broke your foot. Broke your foot. Wow.
Broke my foot. Yeah. Broke my fifth metatarsal. Whatever. It's healed. It's fine. I got bone spurs. It'll be a problem as I get into my 50s.
You'd be present here in 20 years.
Absolutely. But I'm feeling out this thing. And the questionnaire on how much do you drink? It wasn't do you drink a 12-pack a night? It started off 1 to 2 a night. One a night or never. And I'm what?
Yeah, where's
this is such a narrow
scope. Where's your couple a week? You gotta
give me I was just like, what the fuck? I just put never. I was like, nope, never. You're not giving me any. One a night is the ceiling? What are we doing?
Everybody who has ever answered those surveys always rounds down. Everybody.
You have to,
right? Yeah.
So I new to the forms. I don't know why some of you guys had to fill one out. You're checking off all the disease, all the STDs and whatever cancers and stuff that you have. Now there's one that's have you had COVID? So I checked yes. It doesn't say anything else. And they actually asked me, when did you have COVID? Mm-hmm. When I was in there, I was all right, 2 years ago. They're just all right. I don't know what they were looking for.
You're on the list. You're on the list now.
Yeah, dude. You're getting
tracked. Yeah, man. When RFK Jr. and Aaron Rodgers get in the White House, you're on the list. It might not be Schindler's list, but it's Rodgers' list.
Yo, speaking of feet, they're going to be checking your toes, bro. We know how Aaron Rodgers loves those COVID toes.
As long as Rex Ryan's not in the administration as well, then I think we're good.
Oh, he's angling for it. Oh,
yeah. He's
They're going to create a new government position for Rex Ryan. Department of Feet.
Yeah. Him and Tarantino battle over it.
Yeah, WCP in the chat. He's like, I am honest about my weed smoking. They need to know that stuff. So that's kind of the thing, too, is if you're lying to your doctors probably don't really give a shit. If you tell them that you drink however many glasses a week and it's sort of over the top, you're going through some shit, right? And you're drinking a bottle of wine a night or something like that. If you tell them that, yeah, it's a bad headache every single day. Why would you do that to yourself? But if you tell them that, they kind of need to know that, right? like it's your doctor. They're the one person who would need to know that information. They could actually help you. So I don't know. You're sort of doing yourself a disservice, right? I don't know. It's probably like shame that we don't.
Oh, it's yeah. So shame. It's total shaming. It's well,
they haven't caught up to the questions were, do you smoke? Or do you chew tobacco? And I said, no, Zyn's not tobacco. They clearly say it is just a nicotine product.
They're coming for the Zyns, brother. I'm telling you.
Once they do, then we're going to have some problems.
I'm telling you.
Till then.
Was your blood pressure fine?
Surprisingly so. Oh, good. I think Zyn actually lowers. I think Zyn lowers your blood pressure.
I think medically that goes against what nicotine does. You know,
I don't know what medical journals you're fucking reading.
You gotta check your hypotenuses, yeah. Bro.
Fair enough.
The ones I'm reading say it's pretty good for you.
Good doctor, just like good doctor Zyn.
Hey, just like the start of the pandemic said, you know, cocaine kills. The coronavirus, so yeah. You're good.
Shoot it up your nose.
Yeah.
If only, man. Make that the vaccine.
I am still mad that Zyn wasn't around while I was a nicotine guy, because Zyns seem awesome.
They are awesome.
I'm very mad.
It's definitely... It's not as cool as chew, because obviously, like, spitting.
Nothing's as cool as chew.
Spitting was fun and all that.
There's nothing better than spitting into a Dr. Pepper bottle on the side of your bed, tying that cap, putting it right back on, and looking at your girl and going, what?
That's literally, I could never get into it. That shit is so fucking gross. Like, the cups with the spit in it, it is the grossest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. I could never do it.
The single greatest thing you could do is be outside cruising around and have a big old shot of Red Man in and just shoot, like, half a gallon of spit out. And the single greatest thing you could do. You're like a camel with just how much saliva you build up.
And the worst thing you could do is doing that when you're like 17, 18, 19, and you're driving. You're fairly new at driving, and you don't realize what this does, and you spit out your window, and it just destroys the entire side of your car.
Yeah, you paint the side of your car with chew.
Yeah, because once it dries, you could literally peel it off, and you're like, fucking smell it. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yep. That's Kodiak right there, fellas.
The yak, man. I miss those days of Camels for $2.99, Kodiak for $4.
$2.50 Grizz.
George W. Bush, where art thee?
Hey, mission accomplished. He was done. You know? Yeah. What else did you need? All right, should we start the podcast? How about that? 25 minutes in. Yeah.
How about those ducks?
Well, welcome to the podcast. I'm Alex. He's King. He's Ski. At TSB Pod, at Jeromny, at TSB Ski, if you want to tweet. We're live on Twitch right now. twitch.tv/abrog87. ABRAWG87. What? You were going to interrupt me. What?
Can someone check on this news? I'm getting news from WCP 541. The Kansas City Chiefs have signed Marquise Hollywood Brown. Can I get a second source? Can I get a second source on this, Jake Tapper? Nope. Kenny Mayne, can I get a second source?
Big if true.
I mean.
Real quick. We're going to talk about NFL free agency for like an hour. Movie on Sunday.
I hope we don't.
We're not. Movie on Sunday. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. It is Bottoms. It is on Prime, and it is called Bottoms, and it is on Prime. So watch it. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday.
It's a movie.
It's got Marshawn Lynch in it. Does that help you? Want to watch it? Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. We watched it. You can listen to us talk about it on Sunday. Okay, so the Chiefs did do some things. They didn't necessarily go out and make a lot of moves. Apparently, getting Brown, so 1 year, $11 million, Hollywood Brown, that's a wide receiver.
Yeah.
That's a wide receiver. Hey, dude, beggars can't be choosers, right? That's a wide receiver. Who catches
that is a wide receiver,
right?
Yeah.
He is no.
Does he know?
Yeah, I mean, better than what you've had. The Chiefs restructured Mahomes, which opened up like $26 million or something like that in cap space, just insane. And they signed Chris Jones, so that works.
But they let their punter walk for $3 million a year. Which was odd because Townsend was pretty good punter.
And he was too conservative for Missouri. They had to let him go.
They just had to.
It was political reasons.
Too conservative for Missouri.
For even Missouri.
I was going to say he might have been too liberal with that.
He was trying to put rules on noodling. You know, which once you want to put rules on noodling, you got to go.
Can't do it. Nope.
It's a Catholic thing. You wouldn't understand.
Booble says could have gotten Keenan Allen for a fourth rounder though. Can still get Mike Williams. He's out there. So, yeah. By the way, the Chargers just I don't know what they're doing. So Eckler letting him go makes sense. Eckler is washed, like super duper washed. I think we can all agree on that. He signed with the Commanders. I mean, releasing Mike Williams and then trading away Keenan Allen, you don't have any offensive skill players. Am I missing?
Not even a quarterback.
They signed Gus Edwards, which, I mean, I don't know what you think about Gus Edwards, but he's better than Eckler, at least from last year. Mike Williams has been hurt every year for the last 4 years, and he was due to make a lot of money. I get that move. Keenan Allen, he's, you know, in the twilight of his career, he still had a very good season last year. I'm surprised they let him go for a fourth rounder.
Yeah.
And like you said, they have like Josh Palmer and Quentin Johnston, who might be one of the worst players in football. So I don't know what they're going to do. They better be drafting heavy, wide receivers in the draft, even though, like we said, that's who they drafted in the first round last year. Maybe they're not very good at their jobs. So,
very possible. That's why they keep failing. They do have Harbaugh now, and Harbaugh has a very distinct style of offense. I don't know that it's any different than they've been running, because their whole thing is, you know, like running the ball and check downs and all of that stuff.
Short passes.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what they've been doing. That's what Harbaugh's sort of known for. So,
but they did restructure, I think, Khalil Mack and Bosa. I think they did that. So,
and keeping both of them was big, because I think that was sort of everybody was talking about. You know, actually, they were talking about the Niners for both of those guys because, you know, Chase Young is gone. They let Armstead go.
Armstead.
They were talking about like the Niners getting both of those guys, but the Chargers were able to keep both of them.
I don't know who's still available wide receiver wise, but they might have some money available. I don't know. They can go get Mecole Hardman. How about that? About
Chargers talk.
Yeah. We'll pivot that. You know who could be available? Both your wide receivers, Braga. Because apparently teams are inquiring about both Ayuk and Debo.
And Debo, yeah. Yeah. So that's nice that they're calling. I think if it's going to be either of them, it's probably going to be Ayuk. Just because his deal's about to end. Yeah. So what would you do? You would sign Ayuk to an extension and then trade Debo?
Yeah.
I could see both of them. I could see the value in both of those things. Yeah.
There's no way they're going to be able to keep it, especially with, I think it's after Purdy's going to have to get paid next year. They're still paying McCaffrey, all the defensive guys.
Well,
I don't think they carry both those receivers on big contracts.
That's why they let Armstead go. is like Armstead got like $50 million over 3 years from Jacksonville. It's like the Niners are not going to pay Eric Armstead that amount of money when they just did that with Javon Hargrave last year. Like it's impossible. You can't give him that amount of money. So that's why they let him go. So I think they did that with the intention of working to sign Ayuk to a long-term deal. And then Purdy, I don't get the sense they're in like a rush to do Purdy.
They shouldn't be.
No,
they shouldn't, but they might get blindsided if they let it start ticking, you know, towards the next year. And it's like, oh, then you're going to be stuck. Are we going to draft a guy or are you going to pay Purdy?
So this wraps around to Brock Purdy. Do you guys remember, I think it was like the 1998, 1999 NSYNC song called Dirty Pop?
Dirty Pop.
How is that not a Brock Purdy thing? Purdy Pop. Hey, now stop. We gotta make that a thing. Gotta make a sounder.
Why do you try to criticize the type of thing that we do?
Exactly.
That's right.
I'm just throwing what you like, and I do the same for you.
Why do we know that? What the hell? That's like in the back of my brain.
deep in the depths.
Dirty pop.
did it, and I don't stop.
I am not proud of that.
That's going to be a Niners shirt, a Niners jingle.
Last 10 seconds of this podcast, I'm not proud of. The NFL free agency has been like all running back so far. Like it's the weirdest thing, right?
A lot of defensive guys too.
I will say yes.
It's next year going into like fantasy. I'm not gonna have a clue who the fuck is where because almost every team lost and got a different running back so far in the last 3 days.
I'll run it down because Derrick Henry goes to Baltimore. Saquon Barkley goes to Philly. Josh Jacobs goes to the Packers. Joe Mixon goes to the Texans. Aaron Jones goes to the Vikings. Eckler to the Commanders. Tony Pollard goes to the Titans. What else? Swift goes to the Bears. It's like, how the hell?
then under, you know, like Devin Singletary and like Zach Moss and...
Yeah.
Even you know, backup/ split guys are all getting moved. I thought the running back position was dead.
Yeah.
But apparently it's alive and thriving. I mean, I don't think they're getting a ton of money.
I wouldn't say thriving.
But enough that these teams are taking, you know, flyers on these guys instead of saying, oh, we could get someone in the draft for peanuts. They're actually spending some money.
I think like a takeaway from all these running back signings too is like Baltimore is going to be really scary, and Philly, if their coach can get out of the way and their defense plays the way it's supposed to play, their offense is really, really good. It is. Okay. Who are you hating on, King? Which one of those two or both of them? This fucking guy.
I'll give Philadelphia a little bit of credit.
They want to say one.
Losers.
No.
Wonder what the L in Baltimore stands for? I won't even let you guess. It's losers.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Derrick Henry is still good. And Saquon Barkley, when he's healthy, is still good. So,
I mean, like, Baltimore blew his knee out to start the season too.
So literally, I'm not like a Jalen Hurts guy. Like he's okay, but you put him with Saquon, you put him with AJ Brown, you put him with Smith. Like that's a really good offense. It just is. And
no love for Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, no, I'm a Dallas Goedert hater. I'm on record.
You are, definitely.
Yeah. No, and you put Lamar Jackson with Derrick Henry. That's a good backfield.
Well, here's all I'll say is I think Derrick Henry average. He played all 17 games, which is great. Mm-hmm. Last year.
Doesn't really get hurt his whole career, really.
But he had about 130 less carries than he normally gets. and he averaged, I think it was 63 yards a game last year.
Yeah.
I mean, being a 1,000-yard rusher when 17 games is
– with no quarterback.
And... No, I know. I get it. I get it. But
Will Levis.
I'm just saying, I'm not going to shit on the Saquon one. That's actually good. Eagles might have some other problems, but that's fine. I think Derrick Henry, we might find out by like week 9, is just a corn husk.
I think he did back end all his TDs last year. I think in the final like 3 to 4 weeks, they had like 6 or 7 touchdowns.
Again, on a truly awful team, like the Titans were awful, and their quarterback.
Saying Isaiah Pacheco won a Super Bowl on a terrible offense. So, I mean, who's to say? Clyde Edwards-Helaire got another ring on a terrible offense.
Fuck off.
And I was thinking a J.K. Dobbins is also there coming off injury.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's right. Well, he was in Achilles or something, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There's still a problem is it's Lamar throwing to Zay Flowers.
Andrews, if he's healthy.
And Andrews.
Yeah.
That's it.
Fair point. Yep.
I mean, can we talk about the truly big move that happened so far in this period?
What, Mookie Betts is a shortstop?
Mm-hmm. Joe Flacco to the Colts?
Gavin Lux can't throw to first base?
Footsteps Flacco to the Colts. I mean, yeah.
No. You bring in elite quarterback Joe Flacco. I think he proved that he's elite last year. I think we can all agree on that. And then you re-sign Pittman. I mean, who is going to stop that offense, Ski?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, they might as well. I think. Yeah, everyone, because they're still bad. They still trotting out like 2 white wide receivers. So yeah, not optimal. But there is some groundwork. They still got a good offensive line. They still have Taylor. They assigned him. So hey, maybe something could happen next year. Maybe we'll flirt with the playoffs again.
Okay. All right.
We got Flacco. It's all that matters.
I mean, you're in the AFC, right? I mean, you could. Oh. Anybody could. Flirt with the players.
Anybody.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the Jaguars think they're fucking, you know, the Rams from, what, 3 years ago. Yeah. And they're still going to – I'm going to call it now. I think the same thing's going to happen again where they're just going to get edged out in the last game of the season and miss the playoffs.
Say edge a little more sexy. Yeah.
Slow it down a little bit.
Say like, edged out a little more sexy.
You want me to go like – should I go like – edged out. Something like
say
that.
Say edging like that.
Edgy.
No, do it the first way. I like the first way better.
Just get edged out. There you go. No, they stink.
Borderline erotic. I don't
know. It's football, and guess what? The Chiefs are probably going to win again and sign nobody else and draft, you know, Bill Budemaker from, you know, Troy. And Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, they're going to win it again. So it doesn't matter what any other team really does.
Yeah,
makes sense to me. I've only seen it happen twice.
Yeah, like I said,
have you lose to them twice? Yep.
So. Are you finally conceded? It's just inevitable now. Just it doesn't matter.
We said it after the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes is inevitable. Yeah.
Sometimes you commoners just have to get in grips with reality. Yeah. You know. Like Bernie Sanders proposing a 32-hour work week. I'd love it as a commoner, but you know what? I got to come to grips with reality. It ain't happening. I'm working 40 hours a week. It is what it is.
Yeah. 32 hours.
The Chiefs are winning another Super Bowl.
32 hours and you get paid the same.
Yeah.
It's great talking points. I'll give him
that. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Is he going to throw in like free blowjobs too? I mean, what else can we tack on?
I'm sure Norm McCore is really going to go for that one. Yeah.
I would like to say to you, Kansas City Chiefs are the 1%, and what we need to try to do is equal out the playing field. I think we need to throw the Los Angeles Chargers. I think we need to give them free first-round picks. I think that's what we need to do. Everybody gets a first-round pick other than the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's how we...
I'm from Missouri. the great state of Missouri, they're coming for you. Los Angeles elites.
Those Hollywood elites.
Hollywood elites.
Oh, how nice did you bring up
Missouri to me?
Los Angeles.
Many people, they say I'm better for Missouri than Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, God. So, other free agency stuff is the quarterbacks, I guess. So, Russell Wilson goes to the Steelers. Oh. I mean,
speaking good for of them, better than whatever they had.
Speaking of washed, I know, right? Could there be like a better fit than that? Like the Steelers have had literally no quarterback play since Ben Roethlisberger. Like the worst quarterback play arguably in the NFL since Ben Roethlisberger.
And I was trying to think, who was the last black quarterback in Pittsburgh? Like, did Charlie Batch play?
Dennis Dixon?
Dennis Dixon? I mean, I don't know, a long time ago.
It might actually be Dixon, too.
Then Mike Vick for a spell.
Oh, they did. They did. Yeah, they did. Very backup. I don't think he ever played.
Yeah, I don't think he really played. Yeah.
That was like his last hurrah.
Yeah. I have no memory of that whatsoever.
Yeah. It's a bad image to pull up. Don't look at it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Steelers who were, I think, like, I mean, it could be argued the Steelers have been a quarterback away because they've always had a pretty solid defense. You know, Najee Harris is pretty good, but they have just literally, their offense has not been able to do anything at all because their quarterbacks have been terrible.
They did just trade their number two wide receiver for like a sack of pennies. So maybe.
Also,
let's not think, Russ is going to come in here and light it up with just George Pickens.
Also, Russell Wilson is not good anymore.
No.
So there is that. So.
But for $1 million, that's all they're paying him?
Yeah.
Great fucking deal. Great job.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Fantastic.
Yeah. And the I think I saw the stat that like the Broncos are paying him $35 million this year and the Steelers are paying him $1.2 million.
Yeah, exactly.
God, crazy.
And now, you know, we're gonna get some memes and stuff. We're gonna see Russ in like a hard hat and a sledgehammer, like, you know, beating some steel beams saying, you know, Steeler country, let's smash Anvil. I don't know what do they do?
Hell yeah.
What are those Yinzers do?
Let's go.
Actually,
what do anvils do? Do anvils just flatten out hammers?
Do you flatten out other pieces of metal?
Think so. I don't know what. Other than like smashing a coyote.
Oh, yeah.
I think an anvil is just to like straighten out tools.
Break hands on them.
That's exactly what it is. It's you heat them up and then you put it on the anvil and then you hit it with a hammer and you shape it. That's what you do. Yeah. That's how people make swords too, is they use anvils for that. Yeah. I've watched swords being made a few times.
Are you a big what was the name of that like reality show where they like Forged in Fire, is that what it was called? Make like knives and shit and like do like stabbing of the test dummies to see like how good their knives are.
Ooh, that's a sharp sword.
Well, you went right through that couch.
That's what I need. I need to become sword guy. You know, guy who has sword above his mantle when you walk into his house.
You do not. Please.
If you keep those glasses and wear kind of one of those hipster beanies, you could be a blacksmith guy real quick.
Yeah. No.
Keep the beard. No.
Beard, glasses, beanie, and then I always have a craft beer, like always. And then
you need like a beat up like leather smock that you always wear around.
A satchel. Okay, well if he's got a leather smock, he can do it.
Either way,
he's just a poser.
Either way, I need a satchel. Either way.
Yeah.
Let's see. Braga, you need a sword right above the couch for the podcast. That'd be perfect. Like right above me here. Yeah, I mean kinda. Yeah. All right. I'll work on that, I guess. Do they still have that sword store at Valley River?
They don't. It's long Excalibur.
Damn it.
Long gone. No longer can buy a sword and a 12-pack of beadies.
No, that was different. That was the Briar Shop.
Like, it was the Briar Shop. It just had swords. Okay, yeah,
swords and
yeah.
pipes. You can get a pack. Yeah.
Like the only place in Oregon, I think, where you get beadies. So I don't think
I'd love a good beadie.
I still don't even know what the fuck a beadie was.
Yeah. It was just bullshit wrapped in like a very thick tobacco leaf, mm-hmm. tied together, binded. Well, I don't think it was tied. It was binded together by a thick rope. So you burnt the thick rope. And that's what burned your lungs.
But I don't know what was like inside. Because I don't think it was really tobacco inside.
I feel like it was almost like pipe tobacco.
Was it? Huh.
Which made inhaling it fully bad. Yeah. Whatever.
I just know the living legends used to talk about beadies all the time. That's like the only way I knew about them.
Beadies were very cool in the 90s into maybe like
early 2000s.
Early 2000s. Yeah. Yep. I know that. Yeah.
As a separate question, do either of you guys or anyone listening in the chat have used Spotify?
No.
No. Okay. Then never mind, I guess.
Okay. Anybody in the chat? Well, what's your point on Spotify? I know of it and have used it. WCP says he does.
Okay, so apparently over the weekend is when I first noticed it. I'm on there fairly regularly, so I would assume it was fairly new. They had this thing called the AI DJ. And I'm like, oh, I'll click on AI DJ. And he's like, hey, this is DJ X, your AI DJ for Spotify. Let's throw on these cool songs. And it goes on, and it's like, okay, these are curated from my list, and it's, okay, bangers, I guess. Then he's like, hey, you know, today is National Single Working Mother's Day. Let's play some songs from working mothers. I'm like, okay. And the next, like, 10 minutes later, he's like, hey, you know, today is National Acorn Day. Let's play. I'm like, you just recreated FM fucking radio with this wacky... Like,
it's an AI shock jock is all they create.
Yes,
right?
It's an AI. I was like, what? What? Nope, don't need you anymore. Like, did they get out of my life.
Did they have, like, zany sound effects?
No, there was no farts or kazoos, which I would have appreciated. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would have liked, but there weren't.
That's not as cool.
That's what they should do. Like, instead of the AI DJ, they just have sound effects in between the songs. It's like, meow, meow, meow. I don't know, cha-ching, and then play another song. Exactly like that.
Thank you.
Hey, this is your AI DJ. Here we are. Like this song? Hit this button. Yeah, I was just wondering if anyone else had it. Never mind. Not important.
Speaking of artificial intelligence, Atlanta signed Kirk Cousins, so that's a thing.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Good for them.
I mean, Super Bowl champs, if we've read it in our Discord from one person.
They got rid of Ritter too, which I thought was funny. Like I do appreciate that about NFL teams now, how like if they make an investment and they realize quickly that they fucked up, they don't sit around and waste time. Like, because the Niners did that with Trey Lance. Exactly. Well, like Trey Lance, Desmond Ritter, it's like, okay, we fucked up. Horrible move, horrible draft. Like, it's okay. We'll move on. We got a replacement, moving on. Like, we don't even want him on the roster to remind us of our fuck up. So, moving on completely. Like,
when do the Chargers Band-Aid. Do that with Herbert, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. When does LA do that with Herbert? Yeah.
Yep.
Give it a year. Give him a year under Harbaugh. Like, give him some actual players, right? I mean, he has to have skill players.
You're sounding just like all those Herbert like apologists out there now. Just you got to give him all the best receivers. You got to give him the best offensive line. You got to give him a new coach. Got to have a new coach. Got a new play caller. They need new kickers. You know, he needs new stuff. Yeah. And then he'll be good.
Well, I mean, currently he has nothing. So, like, right at this moment, he has nothing. So, I don't know. Look, I don't give a fuck. It's the Chargers. Why would I care about the Chargers? I only talk about the Chargers because Herbert's on their team and people like listening to us talk about Herbert.
You're a deep state Chargers fan, that's for sure.
I could not give any less shits about the Chargers. Could not. Okay, what else do we got to talk about before the list?
Well, I guess speaking of LA,
like Oregon beating UCLA,
we'll get to that. Okay. They beat UCLA. They're going to lose by 30 to Arizona tomorrow. We don't care.
That's all we need to talk about it. That's fine.
Yeah, that's it. Wait, okay. Move along. If they beat Arizona, hey, next week we'll have a different conversation. As is, losing by 30.
I mean, they will have lost after beating Arizona by that point, anyways. So it whatever.
Will we even notice?
Exactly. I saw Preem say that in Lombardi's, March Madness thing, the Ducks they're not the next four out or the second four out. They're in that third four out. I think they said they're in the 12 hole of getting into the tournament.
That means you're not getting into the tournament.
Unless you win your tournament. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but we knew that. So good job beating UCLA. I guess by two.
Yeah.
I think last week we sort of said all we needed to say about this team this year.
Yeah.
So if you want to listen to us talk about Oregon basketball, listen to last week's podcast. There you go. Thoughts on Sabrina getting married?
But just real quick.
Okay.
Because LA, do you guys see the misspellings on the Kobe statue in front of Staple or crypto.com?
Nope. Pulling it up right now.
You guys know they put up a new statue for Kobe, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So they misspelled Jose Calderon. He's like Jose Calder Anderson. And he's like not Von Wafer. It's Vom Wafer. And then they're doing it for when he scored 81 against the Raptors, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So they're putting down what would be a score sheet. And there's a couple players where it says, DNPCD coach's decision, right? There's two of them in a row. And they spell the first one correctly with decision. And they spell the second decision right underneath the correctly spelled decision mm-hmm. wrong.
That's pretty impressive.
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, hold it.
I understand.
It's Jose Calderson.
Calderson.
Yeah.
I totally get. When people are criticizing how statues look like people, I think it's weird because it's an artist's interpretation. It's not going to look right. How do you not spell names right or decision right when of all the statues they put outside of Staples? I think there's the Shaq, Wilt, Kareem, Magic, Oscar De La Hoya, Wayne Gretzky, and weirdly, Luke Robitaille, right? So because of how Kobe died, yes, Luke Robitaille has the most prominent Kings one. But because of how the tragic way Kobe and his daughter died and her teammates, this was like the most important statue they put up because of that. How were all these misspellings?
I actually kind of like the players' names being spelled those guys stink. Von Wafer. And Jose Calder or Anderson, whatever the fuck. I think that's actually funny. But yeah, misspelling decision after you spelled it correctly before.
Right above it. Like, line.
Yeah, that is bad. That's like the old, Snickers one, spelling the Chiefs wrong in the end zone.
See, they remade that commercial after the Super Bowl.
It did. It didn't have the same.
They just need to re-air the old one. Yeah.
Yep.
Speaking of the Kobe statue, so that was the first one. They're putting up two more for a total of three. Who's going to be the asshole on here to say three Kobe statues around crypto.com is too many? It ain't going to be me.
Well, what are the other ones for?
I don't remember exactly. They do make sense. It's a family tie-in.
Are they?
I think it's like him and Gianna. There are ties. They do. It does make sense.
So they're not discerning to like Is there going to be like a young Kobe with a fro statue?
I kind of think that might be the third one. And so like his first one is main entrance, you know, whatever they call their walk of champions. And the other two will be on the other, you know, it's a big ass area, but other sides. But some people are saying three seems too much. I'm not going to be the one to say that.
Do they have other statues?
The Lakers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they have like Magic and.
Yeah, it's like Shaq, Magic, Kareem. Yeah.
Luke Robitaille. Which is the best one.
Fuck it. Which is my favorite one.
Yes, it is.
Who cares? Yeah.
It's probably the best likeness and put together of. But the creator of that probably took the most time and effort in for good old Luke Robitaille.
The thing about the Lakers statues is I actually think Shaq has the best one, but you cannot fucking see it because it's him dunking and like shattering a backboard. So it's up like 40 I'm exaggerating a little, but it's attached to the facade of the arena. And so you have to like look up and see it. It's not attached to the ground like all the other ones. It's great. It's him dunking and like, you know, doing his full on Shaq dunk.
Oh yeah.
But it's above your head.
It is pretty great. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, it's amazing. But it's really high up.
Yeah. Let's see.
It's risky if that comes top.
Yeah, it's down. Right in the corner there. Yeah. It's like Spider-Man hiding in the eaves of a building.
You get a really good shot of his like his
sweaty butt crack,
his gooch. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You can see his scrotum. Kind of.
They do. They have like the shorts. They have like the under tight shorts.
Shaq scrotum.
Yeah, hot Shaq scrotum talk. Yeah. All right. Should we get to our list? Do we have anything else we want to talk about?
No, let's do it. My number one pie, Felix PA.
Okay. our list this week is based on the date. We are recording this on Thursday. It is March 14th. Also my birthday, by the way.
Hey, you got your
birthday. I'm trying to hit the sounder. Oh, it doesn't work.
You got your birthday present. Have you installed your tushy yet?
I haven't yet. I got it yesterday. I haven't hooked it up yet.
This man does not want his ass eaten on his birthday.
I never said that. And I will never say that.
Alex Brimjob?
I can't do plumbing, man. I am legitimately afraid of it. It looks so easy. It's the thing behind the toilet. You just turn the knob to the right. It apparently turns off the water.
Turn off the water.
I unhook it. I hook up the tushy. I flush all the water out of the thing. And then I literally hook it up and it seems very easy. I think I just need to like set aside some time. I'm not working tomorrow. So I think tomorrow during the day I will hook it up. And so
live stream your
I'll do it. I'll do it.
Put it on TikTok before we get rid of it.
You know what? twitch.tv/abrog87 you're not gonna listen to this before I do that. But you could watch the video of it on there, the replay. So yeah, I'll set up my laptop on my bath tub and have it streaming. Yep. So everybody will see like my plumber's ass while I'm working on it. How about that? So anyway, it is March 14th, which is Pi Day. And so our top three pies. King, start.
Felix PA.
Felix PA. I don't know who that is.
Marlins great.
Marlins and Cubs great.
Cubs, yeah. Okay.
I believe.
I guess I'll go. Mm-hmm. My number three. What a nice little peach crumble pie.
Crumble. Not a fruit pie guy. Never have been. Never will be.
All mine are fruit.
We're doing a list about favorite pies. I don't like pie. Name two pies.
I thought you had one just set up. easy.
Write them down for me. Put it on a post-it note.
Marionberry.
Okay. Marionberry. Yeah, yeah. So let's just get her list. Bring her on.
Want to come on?
My number three is blueberry cream. Blueberry cream, extremely good.
I'm gonna make guest appearances.
You just said you don't like fruit pies.
Yeah, it's not a fruit pie.
You say blueberry.
Nope.
Literally said blueberry.
No, blueberry cream. It's different. If you know anything about pies, you'll know that that's different. It's not a fucking super duper crusty thing with these big chunks of apple or peach in it. That's what you're talking about. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying blueberry cream. That's a great pie. Threes from the chat. WCP says pumpkin. It's a good pie. Booble says cherry pie by Warrant.
He's my cherry pie. Something.
Big surprise.
Big surprise.
Hey,
Ski looks just so good, make the grown man cry.
Sweet cherry pie.
This is me backing away from the mic so Ski can continue singing. We just got some of that on the podcast.
That does hit my genre of singability. Yeah. 80s hair bands.
Yep, 80s hair bands. That's been in several 80s movies. It's right up your alley. Yep.
I think that's why I like Peacemaker so much, because it was all just like shitty hair band music throughout it, which I enjoyed.
Did you hear that James Gunn said season one of Peacemaker is not going to be DC canon? Season two is. I dare you to make less sense. Yeah.
You know I'm big on DC canon things, so.
Yeah. He's starting up the DCU, and he's like, season one, let's just ignore that. Season two, though, that's going to tie into everything. Okay, that makes sense.
Again, I mean, I thought it was canon because it was a bunch of people with no superpowers.
Yeah.
So,
except that last, like, after credit scene or whatever where they brought in the Justice League and they all talked about him being a piece of shit. Yeah. All right, number two.
My number two pie. Pumpkin pie.
It's a good pie. It's a very good pie. It's solid.
Have you ever had a piece of pumpkin pie in the summertime? Or let's say in the springtime?
I mean, no.
Yeah. See, pumpkin pie is only edible one day of the year.
Well, I mean, Santa only exists one day out of the year, too. Are you trying to tell me he's not great?
Yeah, here's
what are you trying to say?
Here's another question.
Santa's a fucking compiler of anybody I've ever seen.
Here's another question I have for you, Ski. Are you just like sitting around eating pie all the time? Like, how often are you eating pie?
If I have a slice of pie, it's not never pumpkin pie. Except
so when you go to a restaurant in June, you go to it's June 14th. It's 11:45 on a Saturday. You go and you get some food. They're like, oh, hey, Shug, you want some dessert? Because that's how they all talk for no reason. Are you like, you want to know what? Yeah, I want some apple pie. I want a good cherry pie. Is that how you roll?
I mean, and if I am eating at Sherry's Fine Establishment, then yes, that would be how I roll.
I was going to say, there is one place you can do that, and it is Sherry's.
Sherry's, yeah.
Did you
guys remember the Wild Plum restaurant?
I don't remember they had their own. I remember the pies you could get from Wild Plum. I thought it was like a little shack you picked it up off.
It turned into a shack. It used to be a full-on restaurant.
Huh.
Did you guys know that you can get pies made into milkshakes at Sherry's? Did you know that? They will take a slice of pie and turn it into a milkshake for you. That's a thing you can do.
That was my Sherry's pie. Put it in a blender, drink it now.
So you're drinking
A1C sky high. That was a Sherry's pie.
Question two to Sherry's here. When was the last time you ate at Sherry's? And when you did eat at Sherry's, were you sober?
2008? Yes, I was sober.
Oh, all right.
It's probably like 20 years for me. And it was, I had a chicken fried steak. I definitely remember that. And I think that was it. I don't think I had like a dessert or anything. And absolutely not sober. No way. No. Yeah, you go there at like you go there at like 1 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I was getting like a car stereo. Brad's cartoons. I'm pretty sure it was something like that.
Yeah. But you know, I'm just gonna pop in the old Sherry's here.
Yeah, there was a TCBY in a sub shop across the street, but it was too busy, so I just went to Sherry's.
WCP says he's eaten there at least a couple times in the last decade.
If you guys ever go by it, the Sherry's in Springfield off Pioneer Parkway, like, you know how they have their like iconic shingles and their roofing and shingles?
They're shit brown and like yellow.
Has been sliding towards the earth for like a year.
Is that the one?
And they just don't fix it.
That's one like right by Chicken Bones. They're like,
yes, the right by, ball. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Right. I have to keep an eye out. I want to see.
It's so bad. The one facing, it's facing the street. That whole thing, it's falling towards the earth.
Shit.
Gravity winning. Is it me or you, Ski? I forget.
It's me. Okay. Mine's simple. Mine's a blackberry and blueberry pie. Mm-hmm.
Good pies. My number two is chocolate satin. This is like the only time I really eat pie is Thanksgiving. And those are the two I have to have. I have to have a slice of pumpkin and I have to have a slice of chocolate satin. And
really been slacking on the noise. I'm sorry.
Can't have it. Can't have it without the chocolate.
Look at this hoity toity guy. Can't have a pie unless it's satin pie.
Velvety. It's got to be velvety. Yeah. Twos from the chat. Booble says, "Poontang pie." Come on.
That's lowbrow.
Come on.
Yeah. I thought we were better than that. I mean,
come on.
I would never make that kind of a joke. That's disgusting.
Of course not. Not on this podcast. In a small town. Come on. WCP says apple pie. Hard pass. I don't like apple pie. Never have. Never will. It's gross. Yeah. I don't get it.
What age do you think you have to hit to where you would go to a diner and you would just get like a cup of coffee and a slice of pie? Is that if you're traveling in like rural ass South? Is that the only like?
Yeah, you're a salesman who has to like go around the country or something, and you have to go to Sherry's because that's the only place in town to eat. And you're like, gotta have my coffee. This food looks terrible, but they got pie. I'll give it a shot. Like, yeah.
As I've grown older, I've realized at a certain, I don't know what the age is yet. I think it's probably around 50. But in election years, every white person goes to diners to get a cup of Joe, a cup of mud, and a slice of pie.
A cup of mud
and a slice of pie to get away from their old lady. Am I right?
Am I right, fellas?
I mean. Am I right? I sort of like, I'm warming to the idea. So I turned 42 today. I'm warming to the idea of that, of just going to a diner by myself, being like, you know what? I'm going to get like I don't know what, like, I guess a coffee, but like whatever to drink.
Yeah, get a coffee.
Get a coffee and get just a slice of pie. Yeah.
You trust like the water at a diner.
And then read the periodical while you're doing it, you know, like, yeah. I don't know.
I always said, like, once you hit 50, I think you're allowed to go and have a slice of pie and a cup of coffee, but it has to be at like 7 a.m. or if you're somehow driving all night and you pop in at like 1 a.m. I don't think you got pie and coffee if it's like midday to dinner time.
It sounds right. It's starting to feel right.
So, yeah.
I don't know how that makes me feel overall, but we'll see.
Have you started to hit the age now where you're like, you know, Trump's starting to make a lot of sense to me right now? I mean, Mexicans, am I right? I mean, have you hit that age yet?
I feel like I'm part of his base. I don't know. Like, I don't know when that happened.
I think Haitians are our new enemy, actually. Just,
oh, the Haitians?
If you want to keep up, yeah. Elon Musk said he saw a video of Haitian cannibals coming to the U.S. that ate a penis off an alive man.
Oh, shit.
I mean, they make videos about that. I'm pretty sure. Like,
yeah.
You could just find those. Maybe Elon saw one of those videos. Whatever. All right. Are we to year one?
Yeah, to number one pie. The cream pie.
What variant of cream pie are we talking?
Semen.
Of course.
God damn it. God damn it, Ski. I'm blaming Ski for that one.
I was just going to let that one sit there. Let it marinate, baby.
Because my number one is a cream pie as well, but it's a banana cream pie. See, there's different variants of these cream pies, bro.
There's a little more cross-section there than you're giving it on.
I think I prefer King's version. Banana. If I'm being honest, yeah. All right, so
we knew we were going to get there at some point.
Yeah, it was going to happen, I guess. So.
Rhubarb, but you know,
yeah,
ice it up a little bit.
You ever actually eaten that
rhubarb pie?
Uh huh.
Fuck no, I've seen a rhubarb plant. I want nothing to do with
weirdest thing ever.
Shit.
How the fuck do you make that into a pie? I don't understand.
No idea. Yeah. It looks terrible. Yeah,
it does. Truly, truly terrible.
Yeah.
My number one is Marie Callender's, if you remember them. They made a cake pie. They made a pie that was also cake. And it was incredible.
It was a cake with a pie crust, is what you're saying. Encased in a pie crust.
It was incredible. It was like a miracle of science. And I remember it being amazing. I mean, it's been a long time. Obviously, Marie Callender's has been dead for a while, but
I don't even know if there's any like physical locations of Marie Callender's anymore.
I think they have shut down as a entity. They no longer exist.
Wait, you can't go get a Marie Callender's frozen pot pie from the store right now.
You can get them in the store. That's true. That's true. They still sell the frozen foods. Yeah. I don't think
that should have been my number one. Fucking pot pie. Fucking love pot pie.
Ooh. Marie Callender's still exists.
Tennessee?
Exclusively to Southern California.
Oh.
Riverside, West Covina, Orange, Azusa, Bakersfield. Ooh, gross. Whittier, Camarillo, Visalia, Sunnyvale, City of Industry. Oh, my God. As someone who has stayed at a hotel/casino in the City of Industry, California, ooh, if your business is there, your business is hurting.
So not a booming metropolis is what you're saying.
No, not a booming, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Banana cream pie is really good, by the way, though. Yeah, I'm trying to find the Marie Callender's cake pie. Let me see if that's it.
This might have just been a fever dream, I think, man.
I think
so. What do you guys think about Kate Middleton disappearing? Am I right?
Let me see if you can see that. Nope. Yeah, it's like it's cake with like a layer of pie underneath it. It's great. It has frosting and everything too. It's amazing. Yes. Okay, my number one was the cake pie. Number one's from the chat. WCP says Guinness Shepherd's Pie. Good.
Shepherd's pie, another good pie.
Another good pie. And then Booble said Booble says Stifler's mom.
What do you guys think about meat pies?
I was just saying, I like meat pies.
Yeah.
See, I don't like when they're branded as a meat pie. You call it a pot pie, I'm all in. You call it a meat pie, I'm like, it seems a little British. There's some mince in there. I don't even know what mince is. I'm kind of out.
See, I think there's a difference. When it gets to pot pie level, I think it needs that layer of like jizz in it that like coagulates and brings everything together.
Which a lot of people call cornstarch, I think. But yeah. You know,
well, you need that viscosity in there.
It's a good word.
Jizz, cornstarch, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
It's same thing.
Yeah. Honorable mentions from WCP. Banana cream pie, chocolate cream pie, Marionberry pie.
That's a whole subsection on Pornhub. That last one.
Marionberry?
The mayor of D.C. Smoke crack, you know.
The honorable mayor, Marion Barry?
Yeah.
And then Blueberry Pie, he says, Booble says, honorable mention, getting pied in the face on Nickelodeon's What Would You Do? You thought that was going another direction.
I wasn't sure where that was going. Do you guys remember those old Hostess pies you could get?
Yeah.
I like those. Those have to be long gone, right? I know we're out of that world, but...
I would assume so. I don't know. There's still a lot of Hostess products. I don't know if that survived, but...
So those are the ones that, like, if you heated them up, they would be, like, the surface of the sun on the inside?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it bursts like Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah.
Hot Pockets.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. No, yeah. So now that I actually know what those are, no, I did not like those. They were terrible.
All right.
It's the same.
Anyone else agree with him?
It's the same reason I don't like fruit pies. Like, it's the same shit. It's apple or like huge cherries or
cherries. Just
like, yeah, no thanks. No thanks.
But it wasn't actually real fruit, so
yeah,
I think you could have been good.
That's a good point.
In your face.
That's a good point.
Yep.
All right.
Roasted. Zapped.
Boom. Roasted. End the podcast.
Hell.
Yeah. Mm. Shut down the podcast. We're good. Okay. Yep. All right. Movie on Sunday is Bottoms. It's on Prime. Watch it.
Please don't.
Listen.
If you want to feel like a bottom, watch that movie.
Yeah. Again,
it's like, an hour and 40 minutes of bottoming.
Oh, it's less than that. I think it's like an hour and a half.
Was it?
It was like exactly 90 minutes.
Yeah. Hour and a half. Marshawn Lynch is in it. So if you're interested in seeing Marshawn Lynch in a movie, watch it. I mean,
yeah, the girl from The Bear is in it.
Yeah, the girl from The Bear is in it.
The girl from The Bear is in it. Ayo, I think her name is. Like, her real name.
Ayo.
Yeah. No, she's cool. Totally. So watch it. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week. Bye.